Today was July 4th. I was curious as to how Orthodox Jews in America back in the 1840s, 1850s, 1860s perceived of American independence. I utilized those decades as examples because those are the decades during which the, at the time, most prominent spokesman for Orthodox Jewry in this country, Isaac Leiser of Philadelphia, published his newspaper under the name The Occident. And you can read the original PDFs of the original editions, courtesy of the National Library of Israel. You can actually read the publications of those decades published by Isaac Leiser in Philadelphia. He wasn't an ordained Rav, he was the spiritual leader of Congregation Mikveh Israel in Philadelphia at the time. The first Orthodox ordained Rav in this country was Rabbi Abraham Reis, who came from Germany to Baltimore. But Isaac Leiser was perhaps the most well-known because of his newspaper, The Occident, that he released on a monthly basis for those decades. And initially came across in 1845 an article describing how in this country, despite the liberty and equality that Jews are entitled to, they are still forbidden from holding political office in New Hampshire and Massachusetts and in North Carolina. An article titled Jewish Emancipation, speaking about those perhaps still yet to be corrected inequalities that Jews were not trusted with holding political office in a number of states of the country. But then a few years later, in 1853, a sermon was published in The Occident that was given on July 2nd in Philadelphia by a recently hired German-born Rav by the name of Bernard Illoway. He had come from Germany, first to New York City, then to Philadelphia. He was at the time the Rav of what was later to become a Reform congregation, Rodev Shalom, in Philadelphia. It became Reform under the leadership of Marcus Jastrow towards the end of the 1800s. But earlier on in that century, I think it was still not yet part of the Reform movement. And Bernard Illoway was giving his July 2nd drasha there. I guess the first year he was hired by that congregation in 1853. He made a very simple point. He began by quoting the pasuk in last week's parasha, Parasha Shlach. The equality between the stranger, the ger, and the resident, the longtime Jew. And I use that to speak about the equality that Jews have been awarded and granted in the United States. And in the course of that drush of his, he made the very simple point. He said, we live no more in the lands where despotic oppressors prohibit under pain of death the practice of our religion. We live now on freedom's soil. Religious liberty is given to us. Let us therefore use it only in such a way that it may make us worthy of the title of B'nei Chorin, B'nei Yisrael. Very simple point. We're in Zocha, writing in 1853, to finally be living in a country that allows us freedom of religious expression, rather than just take it for granted, rather than just take advantage of it. He said we have to appreciate it, that it is something to be utilized in a way that makes us worthy and deserving of it. Similar thought was expressed in more recent decades Babich Rebbe in a sicha he gave in 1991 spoke of how nowadays most Jews in the world live in a malchus shel chesed, referring to the United States, which assists us in first and foremost bringing about an inner geula, a spiritual geula, by virtue of our being able to exercise freedom of religion. He said this country enables us and assists us in bringing about a geula panimis in our avoda. And that Gula Panimus then will ultimately then enable us to do what we need to do to bring about the ultimate actual Gula. He said, the Psukim Minavi speak of Veheviu as Kolachechem, the Goyim bringing Klaizor back to Eretz Yisrael. That's because by enabling us to generate a spiritual renaissance, by giving us that religious liberty, that enables us to then bring about the Gula Kipshuta, he says. And that's what is meant by this Psukim Minavi, that the Goyim assist in bringing Klaizor back to Eretz Yisrael. but it goes through us, through our efforts in taking advantage of our opportunities to bring about a spiritual renaissance and an intensification of our avoda. Rav Simcha Elberg, the known publisher and editor of Hapardes for many decades, also wrote in a sefer of his that he published of his drashas and mamarim that Jews in America are b'nei chorin, not just physically speaking, but in a far more meaningful way, in a spiritual religious way, we are b'nei chorin. He says we don't appreciate what this zechus is like because we don't really appreciate what gullus was for so many thousands of years for Klal Yisrael. He says we have to appreciate that we have the zechus now to bring about a improvement in our avodas Hashem. He says that's, of course, ultimately due to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence with us in the gullus to enable us to warm up, he said, the spiritual cold that America had been previously. Again, that same Musar message, take advantage of the religious freedoms granted to us to intensify our avoda. Itzad Sheni, Isaac Leiser, in another edition of his paper, The Occident, in 1868, had very scathing words for Max Lilienthal, who was a Reform Jew, born and educated in Germany, later became an advisor to the Tsar's government, trying to bring about Haskalah to the Jews of Eastern Europe, of the Russian Empire. He ultimately came to New York City and from there to Cincinnati, where he was a leading spokesperson of the Reform movement. And he sadly, in Cincinnati, published in 1868 a sermon in which he declared that America is our Palestine, here is our Zion and Jerusalem. Washington and the signers of the Declaration of Independence are our deliverers. So much for Max Lilienthal. And Isaac Leiser, rightfully so, to his credit, and you read through some of these editions of his Occident Jewish newspaper, he so frequently had columns devoted to the questionable dogma of Christianity. He was looking to be Mechazik Yidden and their Yiddishkeit in America, so he was speaking to the questions they had about religion. And this particular essay or column, he lambasts Max Lilienthal by writing that the cardinal virtues that constitute the true Jew are not playthings of the state. Our own ideas of right and wrong should not be guided by political leaders. And of course, what Lilienthal wrote then in 1868 brings to mind the famous, famous words of the Meshech Chochma, end of Parshas Bechukosai. Meshech Chochma commenting on the pasuk Va'af gam zos biyosam be'eretz oyveihem. Lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim l'chalosim l'afar b'isi itam. Has a beautiful insight to the darkei hashgacha, as he says. He says, if you think about how Hashgacha has operated throughout the years of Klal Yisrael and Golus, he says, it's clear there's a pattern. He says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to ensure that Klal Yisrael does not assimilate over the time that they spend in Golus. Much like Yaakov Avinu says, the Meshech Chochma ensured that the Jews in Mitzrayim would be distinct in terms of their clothing and their names. Much like Yaakov Avinu insisted on being buried in Eretz Canaan, B'davka says the Meshech Chochma to show Klal Yisrael, you don't belong in Mitzrayim, that's not where we stay. You should yearn to return to Eretz Yisrael, that's where we belong. That was why he insisted on being taken back for burial to Eretz Yisrael, says the Meshech Chochma. He says, and this was also the intent of the pasuk Vayagar Sham, that Yaakov Avinu did not come l'hishtakeh, but rather Lagar Sham, to teach us that throughout the years and generations of Golus, we have to bear in mind that we don't belong in Golus, we're only here temporarily. And he writes the pattern that has sadly evolved over a time of Golus, he says, is that for 100, 200 years, he says, Klal Yisrael will be comfortable in a particular Golus, and then will come, as a result of their comfort, laxity in Torah study, laxity in forgetfulness in Torah learning, somewhat of an assimilation, and then comes the waves of persecution, he writes, that force us to scatter yet again and to run to a different location in Golus. And there, because of our suffering, we'll come back together with one another, we'll unite again, we'll remember once again that we don't belong here in Golus. We'll look to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to enhance and to strengthen our Ruchnius. And that will then once again bring a renaissance to Torah learning, he says. And then sadly, the pattern repeats itself. 100 years, 200 years, we forget what oppression was like, what Golus was like. We think we belong here in Golus. We become lax in our Torah learning once again. We forget, and then sadly comes the next wave of Golus persecution. This is the famous Meshech Chochma who writes that Jews sadly yachshov ki Berlin hi Yerushalayim. They think that Berlin is Yerushalayim. Or in the case of Max Lilienthal, having already traveled to the U.S., thinking that America is our Palestine. This is who the Meshech Chacham is speaking about, no doubt. Those types of individuals. And he writes that we have to constantly remind ourselves that in Golus, we're only here as Gerim, not here long term. We can't delude ourselves into thinking that we are going to be comfortable in Golus long term. We have to keep our minds on Eretz Yisrael and the return to Eretz Avoseinu, and to continue to be mischazik in our Limud HaTorah, and to ensure that our distinct identity remains exactly that, distinct from the Umos Olam around us.